May the Lord's sweet presence and guidance be with you today, heart dwellers. Ezekiel had a word from the Lord last night, which is perfect because I was working on another project and didn't get a chance to sit with the Lord. He received a scripture in Sirach 25:4, how becoming to the gray-haired is judgment and the knowledge of counsel to those on in years. And then the Lord began speaking to him. Ezekiel said, "Blessed are you, Lord. What counsel would you have for us tonight?" He began, "Be ready. My counsel to you is to be ready. Any time, any day, any second, be ready. You must be wise as the farmer who, seeing that the buds are about to give way to the flower, knows that the young fruit will not be far behind, and so he keeps a close watch each day inspecting his trees. He knows that once the adolescent fruit begins to show itself more and more, that the colors and fragrances will begin to attract the worms and the birds. As both of these enemies present a simultaneous threat, he must work long into the day, spraying, netting, covering, lest these predators come in the earliest morning when they are barely visible against the dimly lit orchard. Should he become distracted with other things, even by a few hours, when the dimness of the morning starts to give way to daylight, he will arrive to the tragic scene of devastation well underway. His precious and tender fruits that he's nurtured and cared for so meticulously, to his horror, will be little more than mutilated pulp and skin, their remnants scattered across the ground. And what of his diligent neighbor? Both men had the exact same acreage, with the same sized trees and prospective yield. The farmer who kept his mind on his critical window, knowing from past experience that the crushing plague of birds and insects could strike with lightning speed overnight, never lost a second of time. Working even into the late hours of the night by headlamps, he made sure that every tree was sprayed and netted properly until he had finished his whole orchard. Arriving back at his house exhausted, he peacefully laid his head on the pillow, knowing that all would be well, no matter when the unwanted intruders arrived. When he woke the next morning, he casually walked the path back down to the orchard, and sure enough, scores of locusts and worms and loud cackling birds either lay there dead on the ground or were struggling to free themselves from the nets. There were so few pests left to threaten the maturing and now ripening fruit, he simply called in the workers, and by the end of the day they had brought in a record harvest of the most beautiful, unblemished fruit, all ready to be packed and shipped to market. In the same way, my Father and I have been watching with great diligence, showering you with wave after wave of graces, making sure that every single one of you is covered and protected in every way possible. Now, when the time is absolutely precise, the Father will give the signal, and he who is appointed will shout, and in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, with the blast of the trump of God, I will call to my bride, saying, 'Come up hither.' The dead will come swiftly out of their graves, wearing their robes of righteousness. Then you, the living faithful, will be gloriously changed. You shall be caught up to meet me in the air, and thus shall you be with me unceasingly. I give you my word, and my word is truth. Behold, your salvation is near, even at the door."